Local politics is on the minds of the people of New Hampshire as the issue of drug abuse is the number one issue for the people of the Granite State. There's been a steep increase in heroin use and deaths in much of the nation, especially in New England and some of the other northeastern states. The death rate from overdoses has quadrupled in the past decade, according to a report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. How does Mayor Ted Gatzis raise the issue of heroin in his city of Manchester, New Hampshire, when presidential candidates come into his office? Simple. He says it's the first thing out of his mouth and the mouths of every one of his constituents these days.
Well, every time a presidential campaigner stops into my office, I talk to him about the heroin epidemic that's not only in this city, in this state, but in this country. And if we don't do something to correct it, I think it's going to be the demise of this country. Because in Manchester alone, since January 1st to June 30th, we've had 50 deaths because of heroin.
And what do you attribute this spike to?
Well, I think it's because of the opiate prescription drugs that are written, and certainly when they can't get anybody to write the prescription, it's cheaper to go out and get a finger of heroin than it is to try and track down the drugs.
Do you connect the availability of heroin with the record opium harvest in Afghanistan, something the U.S. has not been able to control despite billions of investment in Afghanistan?
Well, I see it on the local level, and I really don't look at the broader issue. I just try and look at it here locally and see what we can't do to find some changes. And, you know, right now we're running a campaign in the schools that I've got somebody to donate book covers that say on the book covers, not even once. We've been working very hard to find the funding for a drug court here in Manchester. We've got to find ways to curtail the inventory from coming into the city and into the state. We need to find programs to get folks help. We need to start education at a young age so that students understand that it, as I say, not even once, because you can die from it.
Although, you know, parents will tell kids that heroin is really awful and you get the horrible experience or the horrible picture in your mind of the junkie on the street. And yet OxyContin is available for young people now. And kids look at that and say, well, it's safe for me to take something out of a prescription bottle. Here, I'll just use my parents' prescription and have a wild weekend.
Well, I can only tell you that I find that the movement of the FDA to make it available to younger people is absolutely absurd when we see what's happening in this country. And I would hope that people in Washington take another look at that, because that makes no sense to me at all. We see an epidemic, and yet we want to lower the age of availability to those folks, and that makes no sense at all.
Now, Mayor, I don't want to belabor the point, but that gets back to the issue of why can't the government do anything on the supply side? The FDA is granting more availability to OxyContin to young kids. There's certainly an availability issue for adults with doctors prescribing and no apparent penalties for overprescription, or at least no strong enforcement. And outside of the prescription drug issue, you've got this record harvest coming from Afghanistan through North Africa straight into the United States. It seems to me the supply side is something that is the federal government's responsibility. You've got enough to deal with the demand and rehab and all the sort of corrective measures. You're playing catch up there in Manchester.
Well, John, I can only tell you that about a month ago, we had taken 22 keys of heroin off the streets on one bus that led us to three or four different suppliers. That's 123,000 hits of heroin that came off the streets. The police department here in Manchester have been doing a great job with state police and DEA, not only here in Manchester, but other communities in Massachusetts. And the big factor is, as the chief will tell you, that we cannot arrest our way out of this. We must do everything in our power to bring this to the forefront, have conversation about it, change the prescription drug patterns of patients, and do something about education.
What candidate excites you most in terms of their sincerity and seriousness about this?
Well, they all come in and they are all very concerned, because not only they may have younger family members, but they understand what the impact is across this country. And when you take a look at it, it's, as I said, it's not just here in Manchester. I think everyone it truly affects them emotionally. And when they hear it, there is passion in their voices when they speak about it. Governor Christie has gone to a couple of different events Kali Fiorina has sat in this office and told me about her daughter who passed away of an opiate overdose. And certainly, I think those are things that we have to listen to and we have to understand. And John Kasich gave me some things that they're doing in Ohio about how they are taking the box off an application and helping heroin addicts at another opportunity once they're cleaned up. So everybody is talking about it. People have different ideas. Governor Bush and out of Florida has some good ideas that he's given to me that we can talk about. Everybody has a passion for it. Everybody understands it. There is no silver bullet, and we will continue to talk to heighten the level of what's happening in this great country.
What's the most heartbreaking story on your side locally that the chief of police has told you about in terms of getting to a location too late or not being able to intervene in time on some addict who had a bright future but for this drug?
Well, it's not only the stories I hear from the chief, but it's people that walk into this office and a mother that comes in and says, "Mayor, we have to do something about this. I can't find my 16-year-old son any place for rehab. I walked into his room on Saturday and he had a needle in his arm." The most disturbing part of that whole discussion was how young the child was. And that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that younger folks thinking that this is a new high, that they can get involved. But again, as I said in the very beginning, John, this is about not even once. Because if you do it once, you can die. People that are cutting heroin with fentanyl, law enforcement should be looking at them as certainly attempted murder victims because they know that people can die with what they're doing. If I told you that there were 50 deaths in a seven-month period, you'd tell me that there was probably a serial killer running around the streets of Manchester.
Well, Mayor Gatsis, thank you so much.
John, you have a great day.
Mayor Ted Gatsis is mayor of Manchester, New Hampshire, stumping the issue of heroin addiction in Manchester and around the country to the candidates who are very, very interested in New Hampshire as that primary helps to kick off the 2016 season. Thanks again, Mayor.
Thank you.
Support for The Takeaway comes from LegalZoom, offering resources to help ensure the last wishes of individuals are upheld through last wills, living trusts, and powers of attorneys. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.